Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing well in this episode. I wanted to talk about my two-week strength cycle and review about that a little bit. I wrote an article on Medium that's going to have a lot of the same stuff. I'm essentially going to go through and read the article, so I have an audio version of it, and I may add some additional details if they become relevant. If not, then you know it'll be the same stuff on there. But obviously that's typed, and this will be in the audio format. As I finish up posting a video max out day for the second week of training, I wanted to reflect upon the week and how different things went during the week. Outside of lifting, this week in life was a bit more stressful than others because of the amount of work I had to do while I was at school. I had to get a lot of different paperwork completed and meetings done, so that made things a little bit more difficult. But thankfully for me, lifting is a beneficial thing to have when school and teaching is stressful. Apologize for that noise in the background. Car alarm goes off every single day without fail at random times during the day. But anywho, let's get back to this. So I've been finding that linearly progressing on this week is continuing to work really well for me, even if each workout feels more difficult. My perception is that I'm working hard, and I don't think that is inaccurate, but the weights are still moving pretty darn well. With some lifts, I'm starting to hit more of a plateau, but they are more on lighter days with movements like overhead squats and snatch balances. My squats, jerks, presses, and pulls are still moving up, which is my main focus for this block of training. So if I keep progressing those, I'll be more happy with my programming. With that being said, I may make some adjustments to the days of the week where I'm not able to add additional weight to after each week. I'm not right now, I don't know right now what adjustments I may make. It may just be nothing until the next block is strength training, but there could be something I do before then. The fact that I'm able to hit a new PR on clean jerks as well as on the jerk, I also hit a jerk PR in the third week of training I'm currently in now. It shows me that the adjustment I made for the third day of training is working well for me. The third day of training is where I do a max jerk instead of multiple sets of different jerks. Previously, it was 70, 75%, 80% for 3x2, 2x2, and a 2x2 respectively, and now I work to a max on that particular day. It not only feels good to work to a heavy jerk during the week, I like doing the overhead pressing afterwards. My shoulders are slowly but surely feeling stronger, and I think some OHP will be beneficial to all of my lifts overhead. Outside of school and lifting, I think I've been taking good care of my body through stretching, mobility work, as well as through food and sleep. It's very easy for me not to get enough sleep on any particular day because there's always more stuff I can be doing instead of sleeping, such as making an episode on here, writing articles, making videos, just playing video games, something. There's always something I could be doing instead of sleeping, but sleeping is extremely beneficial. Choosing to get more sleep makes my school day go better because I'm able to be more effective as an instructor. Honestly, I deal with stress better when I get more sleep. It makes my recovery go better, which makes my lifting go a bit better. If my lifting goes better, then I'm able to get more stress relief out of it, so it just kind of helps everything in general. My third week of training is following along the same lines as I talked about above, but I'll save those thoughts for another episode, and here I talk about another article. So I'll make another episode for the third week, and that will come at some point after I just finished third week of training today. I just had the max outs, but I have to gather my thoughts about that and talk about some of the adjustments that I want to make internally, and then I will talk about those through an article and through an episode on here. So let me know what you think of this format. I did the article first on Medium and figured I would make an audio version of it, but I could have just kind of went off the cuff and honestly would have been just about the same kind of thing. So I figured I would read from there, and I think it worked a little better, or at least just as well. So like I said, let me know what you think, and I will talk to you all in the next one. Hope you're all having a great day. Peace.